Have revolutionary were Wellington's achievements? Well, I would actually say he wasn't terribly revolutionary. He's actually a great pragmatist. He has to do what the circumstances allow. So if you look at his career in India, he is actually someone who can take the offensive against lesser trained, less well-equipped armies. Sometimes Battle of the Say is his most famous battle in India. He's able to outmaneuver a much bigger force. When he gets to the peninsula, where it's European army versus European army, certainly for the first 3 or 4 years, he's simply outnumbered, so he's got to defend. And if he does advance, he then discovers that actually he's then got to retreat to make sure he doesn't get outmaneuvered by larger French forces. Where the innovation comes, really, I suppose, is to make an old system, an existing system, work better. The key to understanding him, really, is his tremendous attention to detail. So when he falls back to Torres Vedras, famously, and creates lines of defense in front of Madrid, there's a series of fortifications that the French are totally taken by surprise. He also has great care for his men. He has his reputation of being a great disciplinarian, which is true, opposed to the ordinary man in his army as the scum of the earth. But he also makes a point of tracing a biscuit from its source of supply to the man's mouth. His reputation is as a defensive general, certainly, but when he is able to go on the offensive, in 1812-13, he does. Although famously, of course, Waterloo is as a defensive battle because he's outnumbered. He's actually waiting on a sort of hillside position, waiting for the Prussian troops to assist him. So, his reputation is as a great defensive general, which is not entirely fair.